This is Morning Edition on KUNC. I'm Kyra Buckley. For decades, the road to the governor's mansion in Colorado has gone through Grand Junction. The nonpartisan group Club 20, which represents counties on the western slope, has usually hosted the first debate between the candidates. But this year, there's a snag. Because of a scheduling conflict, Democrat Jared Polis cannot participate. KUNC's Michael DeJuana just returned from a trip to the Western Slope to learn more, and he joins me now. Hey, Michael.
Hey, Kyra.
On your visit, I bet you heard an earful about Polis not attending that September 8th debate. But before we get into that, for those who may not be familiar with Club 20, can you tell us more about them?
Yeah, the group originally represented 20 Western Slope counties, but now it's 22.
All right.
They didn't want to change their name. Club 20 has a bunch of subcommittees. They take positions on issues that are critical to the Western Slope.
And even though it's a nonpartisan group, some say that it leans to the right.
True, especially if you look at some of the issues they support. But keep in mind the counties on the Western Slope are historic Republican strongholds. Now, that's changing. There are several these days that tilt Democratic, and there are large numbers of unaffiliated voters throughout the region. Club 20 knows this, and it isn't always predictably conservative in its stances.
So then on to Jared Polis. Why can't he attend?
It's not politics, according to his campaign. It's because he has a scheduling conflict. I asked his campaign spokesperson, Mara Sheldon, for specifics about that, and she told me he has a personal prior family commitment.
But as we've previously reported, he did offer a surrogate to stand in for him that Club 20 turned down.
That was Lieutenant Governor Donna Lynn. She's one of the candidates who Polis beat in the Democratic primary. But Club 20 Executive Director Christian Reese says candidates have to debate for themselves. I met her at a cafe and rifle about halfway between Glenwood Springs and Grand Junction.
We reached out to the campaign and said, you know, we just can't allow this.
Club 20 gave Polis about a week and a half to respond, and that deadline has come and gone.
And we never heard anything back from the campaign. So at this point, we are moving forward with a single candidate for that gubernatorial time slot.
So if I'm understanding this correctly, the Republican nominee Walker Stapleton is going to debate alone?
Yeah, I suppose it won't be much of a debate, but he'll be there to answer questions. And I should add, there are minor party gubernatorial candidates, but they didn't meet the thresholds to appear at the debate.
So what's been the reaction to all of this?
For starters, a concern that a long-standing tradition might be over. And a recent editorial by the Journal newspaper in the Four Corners region wondered if Polis was trying to avoid the conservative Western Slope in favor of campaigning in the Denver-Boulder areas.
Tell me more about the voters. How are they viewing things?
The few I spoke to feel that Polis is out of touch with the Western Slope, and that hurts those who are campaigning for him. Gretchen Brogdon is the chair of the Garfield County Democrats, which urged Polis to participate in the debate.
It is significant. I'm not sure how it would hurt him to participate, but it would certainly help our efforts if our governor candidate, gubernatorial candidate, showed up.
You also said there are a lot of unaffiliated voters on the Western Slope. Any idea what they make of this?
No, but about 38% of the state's active voters are unaffiliated. That's more than either of the parties, and they are the ones that candidates on the right and left want to sway. In Newcastle, I met with Randy Fricke. He's a former Democrat who ran for Congress more than a decade ago. Now he's working to organize independent voters around central issues like increasing Democratic participation.
Jared has a lot of money. He's got a pretty good campaign. His platform is pretty strong. But I think he needs to venture out in this part of the state and tap into this changing data, especially with independent voters.
With so much at stake in the western half of the state, what is the Polis campaign doing to dampen the view that he's out of touch by missing that Club 20 debate?
This is definitely not the impression they want to give. In fact, Mara Sheldon, his spokesperson, says Jared Polis has visited the Western Slope about 36 times and plans to go back over the Labor Day weekend. He's also committed to other debates with Stapleton, including the Grand Junction Daily Sentinel, Rocky Mountain PBS debate. So there's a chance to see the both of them debate.
Sounds like Western Slope voters will be the ones to ultimately decide which debates are important.
Indeed. And I should add that this has triggered ads and counterclaims about whether Polis is committed to the Western Slope. So we'll know more heading into Election Day if this issue is a blip or one that defines the race.
That was KUNC's Michael DeJuana talking about the reaction from voters and Club 20 on Democrat Jared Polis not attending their debate that's scheduled for September 8th.